You know, you've mentioned several times the crystal bowls that you use. You have flutes, wooden flutes, you have the frogs, you have other things, but the crystal bowls are essential to this. Mention something about them, because I don't know that anyone else has ever seen anyone play a crystal bowl.
Well, probably not around here, but it's a lot more common out west. Not everybody's doing it with their own being as clear a channel as they can be. I think it's the combination of being clear myself and allowing the energy of the crystal bowls. The crystal bowls are made of silicon sand, and silicon sand is what is used in computer chips, and it's the composition of crystals, quartz crystal, and that's what these bowls are made of, quartz crystal. They resonate with all the crystalline frequencies, the higher frequencies that are part of our spiritual ancestry. In order for that spiritual ancestry to make a connection with us, it has to get through these other energy fields that surround us. And in these energy fields, we have our emotions and our mental patterns. And if they're trapped, if we're stuck in repeated patterns, then they block this information from coming through. So as we clear these patterns, we're allowing this higher frequency energy to come to our physical bodies through our energy centers, which are the chakras. So the chakras transmute this higher frequency energy so that it can be better assimilated into our physical being.
I think that people, in order to really receive fully the full spectrum of what you have to share, they better go to your website. It is robbiecrawford.com. Robbie is R-A-H-B-I, robbiecrawford.com. You can follow the link from Northern Spirit Radio. They'll find where you're performing. They'll find some more information about you. I think if they sit and spend a weekend with you, they'll have a much clearer idea of where all of this comes from and where it goes. So I encourage them to track you down that way.